Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What a lovely day we've got here in Metro Detroit. This is the worst spring ever. I fully expect it to snow sometime in June.
You getting your bucket ready for the Northwestern game on Saturday?
This is terrible.
This is fall, right?
Yeah, it's worse than fall.
Ugh. It's fall without football.
This is the season. The season is called gray. It's just awful. I'm sick of it.
Cold, wet sneeze.
Mm-hmm. It's been brutal. So how was your... Tuesday night, anything exciting in the Gator household?
I mean, just, you know, watching the Tigers and then watched a little hockey, tried to watch some basketball as well, trying to get it all in there, Doug.
Yep.
Get it all in there, all in my palate.
All the food groups.
That's right.
Yep.
Get it all on the canvas. It was obviously, it turned out nicely because the Tigers won in the ninth inning after blowing a 4-0 lead. But it's what they do.
We'll get to them in a minute.
Really, really good.
We'll get to them in a minute. So no fast lane single Gator stories, right?
No. This was stay at home.
Stay at home, stay indoors.
That's right.
Yeah. It's God, it's just been brutal.
Did you guys have a baseball game last night?
Yeah. And a doubleheader.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right.
Only played one. They said, forget it. We'll play the other two tomorrow.
Can we talk about the in-between part you and I discussed yesterday, in-between games, what you guys were in charge of?
Oh, we were in charge of the meal, yeah.
So you said there's like a half an hour in between games, 20 minutes in between games.
Yep.
And you had proposed that because you guys were in charge of bringing the meal. Like
everybody contributes to feed the team between games of a doubleheader, and we were up yesterday.
So you guys, with only 20 minutes between a doubleheader, mm-hmm. busted out hoagies.
Yep.
So sub sandwiches.
Yep.
Really good ones from Mr. Spots.
Yep.
But I question the move because that's a lot of food to eat when you only have 20 minutes between games. I get it. These are young high school kids.
And they're the small ones. We didn't get them the big ones.
So nobody was like, oh, I'm a little sluggish.
Well, no, especially because we didn't play the second game.
Oh,
so we basically fed all the kids and they went home. And I'm like, okay, this doubleheader that they're rescheduling, do we have to bring food then too? Because this is starting to add up here a little bit. But anyway, yeah. Yeah, I mean, we just try and change it up.
I was concerned for, you know.
That they'd be like burping up onions during the second game.
Yeah, yeah. Because I go back to when we had, when I played high school football, we had two-a-day practices and we had a couple of hours in between practices.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends and I, we went out and we got a bunch of deli meat and came back to the house and made some deli sandwiches.
Yeah.
And then went out to practice and we were lethargic.
Yeah.
We just weren't all that.
Didn't quite cut it.
Up you were... for practice number two in the middle of August. No.
So what should we serve? Let me ask you.
To me, it just seems like it's a, you know, you hate to something more significant than the orange slices you do at a halftime of a soccer game. But I'm not really sure. I mean, it just maybe because you guys got the subs, they were right size. If you got the six inch sub, maybe that's just enough.
Yep.
Would this be the Crustables time that you bust out the peanut butter and jelly?
We've done that in the past. Yeah. Jimmy John's is a big favorite. Kids get Jimmy John's.
The small, yeah, you can get those chopped up small.
But we try and do something different. And last year
if I were the kid, I'd think you're awesome. Like, what did you just brought spots? That's amazing. Thank you so much.
We did Savvy Sliders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sliders are good.
Pretty good.
Everybody gets a couple.
Yep. What we found out, though, is that it led to, we got enough that everybody could have a couple. But the boys start, you know, get to the box first and take more than a couple. And then there's bartering and there's buying. And I'm like, oh, come on.
You got to hand them out.
Yeah, I guess so.
Everybody gets their own little individual package. Here's yours. Here's yours.
Yep.
How'd the first game go?
Not well.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Nope. It was fun, though. I mean, it's high school kids. It's fine. My son now plays with a bunch of kids play for Dexter, so there was some back and forth. It was a lot of talking. Good spirited, like good-natured.
Good natured.
Yep.
Nobody was throwing at him.
No.
Not this time.
Not this time. All right, Kang, anything exciting in your household last night? Everything good?
Other than just the 4-year-old trolling me.
No. I
mean, but that's
not
normal.
Again. Not again. No,
this is a normal, this is a daily thing, guys. Like, it's, you could ask me every day, and I could tell you something she did or said.
What happened last night?
Yeah. Yesterday she said, I would joke with her, like, hey, Kylie, you know you look like daddy, right? She's like, no, I look like mommy. Mommy's the best.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I'd rather have you look like her anyways. You know, that's totally fine.
It's the extra. It's the extra. Completely unnecessary. No, I look like mommy. Then you're like, you're right. Okay, you know.
Yeah, and then there that's was, fair a, yeah, so like, sometimes she'll like someone to lay down with her before she goes to bed. Mm-hmm. Normal, right? I always want to do it because I just don't get the time with them. Like, hey, can daddy lay with you tonight? She's like, no, you're not a good sleeper. Mommy will lay with me.
Wow. You're not a good sleeper.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I feel like I'm good at sleeping.
You're being undermined.
The truth is.
No, because how would she know that? Because she never lets you sleep in the same bed with her, right?
No,
so she wouldn't know unless she got intel.
Oh, you think mommy's telling her?
Yep.
No, mommy would love it if I laid down with her. She's sick of laying down with her.
Really?
Maybe mommy shouldn't have said at one time, because kids remember everything. Maybe mommy shouldn't have said, oh, daddy was just restless last
night. No, this is just a direct shot. I don't think she even
cared. You think it's just...
Yeah, this is, come on, man. Look at her resume.
The struggle is real.
Yeah.
It is very real.
Mm. Wow.
It's the unnecessary shots.
Yeah.
I'm sorry,
I think the most cold-blooded one... The most cold-blooded one of all time. Yes, the air conditioning just kicked on.
I know. I went and grabbed my coat. I think the plants are going to die. It's so cold in here.
We're getting new plants in studio. And then
evergreens.
We got the air conditioner dropping the temperature into the 50s.
51 degrees outside and inside.
Yep.
I'll fix that in a minute. But.
The most cold-blooded one of all time was, Daddy, you're sitting alone. I had a...
And then the laugh. Don't forget the maniacal laugh.
Yes, the laugh afterwards. She.
That's just brutal.
All right, Tigers with a win. Interesting game last night. Probably didn't go the way it was mapped out when you got Scooble on the hill, but they got the W anyway. Afternoon game today from St. Louis. We will get to some Tiger talk straight ahead here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, it's Doug Karsh. Memorial Day deals are going on all month long at Sarah Chevrolet, Starling Heights. Lease a new 2025 Silverado 1500 Crew Cab 4x4 for just $282 a month for 24 months with $19.99 down, $282. Go now to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Starling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount and Chevy lease in the household. 10,000 miles per year plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends June 2nd. afternoon Tiger game today precedes a big weekend series with the Cleveland Guardians. Should be a buzz down there. 248-539-9797. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson. Tigers win 5-4 last night. I would say that that's an example of a team showing some grit. That term gets thrown around by all Detroit teams right now, but I think when you have a 4-0 lead and you blow the lead, but you rally to win the game anyway, I think that's a grit and a toughness, a mental toughness that defines a lot of what they want to be. Because let's face it, when you hand a 4-0 lead to Tarek Skubal, it's lights out, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
And, he was bullying them. And it's interesting. He was striking out a lot of batters, which is great. But the pitch count ran up pretty high. Next thing you know, he's in the 90s and he's not even, out of the sixth inning. And they pull him. But before he got his pitch count got up there, he was bullying the Cardinals. And he's so much fun to watch. But in the end, the Tigers won the game after Skubal got touched up a little bit. The bullpen wasn't great. But to be able to rally in the ninth inning, Riley Green coming through with the gap shot and scoring Zach McKinstry all the way from first, Tigers get the win. And it was, I think that's an example of a gritty win.
Oh, it was a gritty win. I mean, anytime you're winning a game late, it's going to be gritty. And because things started to go the other way, you get nervous. And there are some situations now that maybe we're more nervous about today than we were 3 weeks ago.
What do you mean?
Well, the bullpen, I don't think, has been as good, or at least some guys in the bullpen have not been as good. When you start thinking about, okay, what areas can you improve this team? I automatically think of the bullpen, and I'm not going to be surprised if the Tigers target somebody's closer when you get to the deadline, because I love what Will Vest can do, but is Will Vest necessarily a closer? Tommy Canley's done a really nice job too, but I think that they can get better and make those guys better by giving them different roles. Make either one of those guys a setup guy, or just, hey, whoever's ready to go tonight, you pitch the eighth, and then you got a closer for the ninth if you have to. But I think that's an area that I'm starting to get not nervous about or concerned about it, but it's an area that I start to think I want this team, because they are so good, to continue on that path. And that means continuing to look for places where you can improve yourselves without destroying what you've built up. And I think the bullpen is a perfect area to go look for that, whether it's the back end of the bullpen or if it's somebody that you want to come in the sixth inning.
We've been through this so many times. Of course, it's just been a decade since we've talked about high leverage baseball and meaningful games. But when you get to the trade deadline, every contender is looking for bullpen help. That's just you. It's a punch button reaction. We could use another good arm out of the bullpen. And that is, in fact, one of the areas that Dave Dombrowski struggled at with the decade of Tiger, competing at a high level and battling for World Series. They never really got the bullpen to the same level that they did the starters or the lineup.
No, they tried. They tried everything.
They tried a lot of
things. For like 10 years, they tried everything with closers, and it was ill-timed. Whether it was the FUP plan back in the day with Farnsworth, Urbina, and Percival, or you had Joe Nathan.
Joe Nathan came through.
They had a bunch of guys they kept bringing in here. Papa Grande, and I mean, people weren't even happy with Papa Grande. He had a perfect year.
Yeah, he never gave up. He didn't blow a save all year.
But people weren't happy with it because it just made you nervous. Fernando Rodney in there in the mix, and Joe Jimenez, and they had the other guys, Zamaya and others. I mean, it just, no matter what they tried, it just didn't quite work out. K-Rod was one of those guys, and they don't have that guy right now. They still don't have that guy. That guy that you can write down in stone, he's going to have 40-45 saves a season.
So there's also sort of this thing that happens with me personally when I'm watching a team where I mentally realize that I have started to really respect a player. And it's not that I don't respect them all. Let's be clear. Like, I mean, you made it to the majors, man. I don't care how good or bad you are. You're elite at your skill set. But when a player does something and I'm no longer surprised, I actually kind of expect it. Kerry Carpenter's there now. I think he was there with you way earlier,
yeah.
But I expect Kerry Carpenter to be the kind of player that the team that's at the top of the order that they're building around. Like he's so legit and like, God, it might be late to the party, but I'm not surprised anymore ever when Kerry Carpenter does anything. I expect Kerry Carpenter to do something. And when you're a player that was, you know, that guy who was, didn't, you know, out of high school, didn't get a D1 offer, played junior college ball, went to Virginia Tech, proved himself. And I can't remember if he was a late draft pick or an undrafted signee. I can't even remember, but, you know, this is not, he didn't follow the typical path to becoming a really good major league hitter, but he's a really good major league hitter, fully accepted by me. I mean, he hits a leadoff home run last night. Am I, yeah? Yep, that's Kerry Carpenter. And it's just something that you, after you've seen it enough, some people see stuff and they early are on board and fully expect it at all times. And other times you're takes longer. I mean, Carpenter's just a damn good player. And I feel like he's the kind of player that I would be jealous that other teams found and developed and had for the last decade when the Tigers have not been competitive.
I'm amazed you don't remember the Tigers picking him in the 19th round back in 2019 out of Virginia Polytechnic Institute and State University in Blacksburg, Virginia. You don't remember that?
AKA Virginia Tech. Yeah, I don't. No, I don't. No, I don't.
I'm surprised.
Yep.
I'm just surprised.
I would like to go back and see if he's one of those guys, you know, that you said, you see this Carpenter kid is doing down at high A ball?
I think I started noticing him when he was at Double A. It was just, he was just hitting really, really well. But he is one of those guys that you're like, look at this guy. Is he our version of whatever? Is he our Kyle Tucker or whoever it's going to be, you know? And he has problems against lefties, which is fine. But he's getting more at bats and getting more of an opportunity to prove that maybe he can learn to hit against lefties. But he crushes righties, and he's a great teammate. The guys love him in the locker room. He's a positive influence. He plays a decent outfield. He's great. And right now, leading off, I love that he's leading off.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a couple of weeks from now, when Parker Meadows comes back,
who knows?
What they decide to do, is Parker Meadows going to start the season hitting in the bottom third of the lineup, or is he going to go right to the leadoff position? I don't know. But they've got options. And these are both left-handed hitting outfielders that there's versatility with who you get to play, but not switching off because they're righty-lefty. I mean, this is, when you think about it, having Javi Baez playing so well in center field, for the time being, when you start things off, maybe that's a little bit of a platoon between he and Parker Meadows when Meadows comes back, because Carpenter goes anywhere from being right fielder to DH, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying, of course, that you will cross that bridge when we get to it, and that, it makes sense here. Like, there's all kinds of stuff, and whenever AJ Hinch is on the morning show, the guys ask him about this stuff, and he's like, we'll see.
Yeah, I mean, one thing's for sure, Kerry Carpenter is not going to fall to the bottom of the lineup. If he stays at one, great. If he drops down a little bit, I'm okay with whatever AJ decides. But there's a part of me that says, don't rock the boat. It's working. And when Meadows comes back, just throw him in the bottom of part of the lineup.
Fully accept that this guy's good. Like, I just fully accept that this guy is the kind of player that is a staple, that's going to be here for a while, and they're going to win baseball games because of him.
It's been 4 years, and his batting average has gone from It's almost improved every year. 252 to 278, 284, 283. The OPS went from 795 to 811 to 932 last year. It's at 822 this year. Very solid 822. But he's on pace to have his highest home run total. He's got 10 already, and his career high was 20. He did that in 118 games. He's got 10 and 46. He's a very integral part of this offensive unit. Thank you.
I'm just going to play one, even though you read off about 18.
There you go.
Yeah, he's really, really good. He's really, really good. And this team, still the best team in baseball, best record in baseball, 32-17. 32-17. And you go back to last year, the way they finished the season, and you couple it with the start this year, it's just been awesome to watch. And how do you think this weekend's going to be with Cleveland in town?
I think it's going to be intense. You know, the weather starts to get a little bit better. We might get a little bit of rain on Thursday or Friday.
You don't say.
Well, but like sprinkling like stuff, I don't think we're going to get any heavy stuff. So, but it's going to be colder, and then it starts to warm up a little bit, getting towards 70. But it's not huge. But I do expect it to be intense because it is Cleveland. We haven't seen the Guardians yet. Now, the Guardians have slipped a little bit. I think they're in fourth place now in the division. But again, they're like 5.5 games out, and the Tigers have a 4.5 game lead over the team that's in second place. So they're all jumbled together there. And they've got the Gribe has something to prove, and it's always a battle against Cleveland. And this is the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. So I think it's going to be a little bit more intense.
Okay, as much as we love them, it doesn't mean they're perfect. And now that we're almost 50 games in, there are things that are, you know, catch your attention. You go, okay, I'm starting to worry a little bit about this. Gator, I'm starting to worry about something. You're starting to worry about something or paying attention to something. We will get to those things today at 10:31 and ask you the same question. You love what you've seen, but you're starting to worry about. Because let's face it, this team does and should have World Series aspirations. So what is it that is starting to worry you? Because you get deeper in the season, that means you're what's going well is for real. Every passing day that it continues to happen and things that aren't going well, might be issues later. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. FanDuel's the best place to find all your favorite player props, and now you can make smarter plays with new player performance trends. Want to see if a guy is hitting that over consistently, or maybe they've been flirting with a potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up once the game starts. That's when things get interesting. You can combine live prop bets into same-game parlays for a big chance to win. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Doug to join today. FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or over and present in Michigan. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Carson Anderson Show here on 97.1 The Ticket. Taking your calls and your texts at the same number, 248-539-9797. Talking about the Tigers' win last night, 5-4 over the St. Louis Cardinals after the Tigers dropped that first game, 11-4. Was kind of ugly there on Monday night, but the win last night had to come back in the ninth inning to take it after having a 4-0 lead in this game early. Tarik Skubal on the mound had good stuff, but then got hit around a little bit, gave up 3 runs, including a 2-run shot to Nolan Arenado, and then did not make it out of the sixth inning, but left with a lead, and the Tigers able to force another run over the plate in the ninth inning, thanks to the hero of the game, which is Riley Green. What a game he had. 2-run homer, ended up with 4 of the 5 RBIs. He had an RBI single in the first inning, and then the double in the gap that scored McKinstry. Nice base running by McKinstry. Saw that it was in the gap right away on a deep fly ball, kind of a line drive fly, and just took off running and scored from first base rather easily. That's what the Tigers do, man. They just run the bases really well.
They've been very good at it, and there are metrics that follow it that say one of the best teams getting from first to third in the league. But let's get to what we're talking about here, Gator. Like what I'm seeing, but I'm starting to worry a little bit about. Is there anything in particular you're starting to worry about? Just a little. Not you know, we're not panicking, not MFing a guy, but.
I mean, just a little, right?
Yep.
Like we said, it's just a little bit. Yeah, there's one that's just a little bit. Trey Sweeney is 1 for his last 16, but he's played well at shortstop, reasonably well at short. But I wonder if water is finding its level with him. Did he just get on a heater and really look like he was commanding the strike zone against right-handed pitching and just murdering right-handed pitching? Or is he what he is, which is fine? He's maybe at best an average shortstop, and we'll see, because his OPS numbers aren't great, but you know, he's played well, and he had that stretch where he was great. I'm a little concerned there. And the other one I had was Javi Baez, as great as he has been in center field, and he has been great in center field. And if you put his numbers up against other center fielders, when he's only playing as a center fielder, he's still hitting well above 300 with a really high OPS and a bunch of defensive runs saved. I mean, his defensive metrics are off the charts there as well. But Javi is 1 for his last 19. Is he falling back into some bad habits? Now, he actually isn't when you look at the strikeout numbers, okay?
Yeah.
Which is that's a big thing. Even though last night you could see, hey, is he going to chase this pitch? Please don't chase that pitch. And he would chase the pitch. But he didn't strike out in the game last night. He has struck out 10 times in his last 57 at-bats. That's not a huge number. It's less than 20% strikeout rate, which is still pretty good for him. So actually, the strikeout numbers are still okay. So I'm, you know, even though he's not getting hits in his last 19 at-bats with just the one, I'm not as worried about Javi as I am about Trey Sweeney.
So I'm starting to worry a little bit about Tyler Holton. And this guy has spent 2 years being exceptionally good, for the Tigers and given quite a heavy workload. In 23, he had 59 appearances. In 24, he had 66 appearances. His ERA those 2 years, 2.11 and 2.19. His walks and hits per innings pitch, 0.87 and 0.78. His batting average against, 185 and 173.
Wow.
These numbers are off the charts. Now that we got a bit of a sample size in 2025, interesting, his strikeouts per nine innings, up. But his walk rate is up. Opposing hitters are hitting 256 against him. And, you know, talk about a dude that was incredibly useful in high leverage situations, opener or late in games.
Whatever it took.
He was a Swiss Army knife out of the bullpen. And I think we've seen enough this year to go, okay, paging Dr. Fetter. Paging Dr. Fetter.
Time to get fettered up again.
Time to get fettered up because something hasn't been right with Tyler Holton. And, you know, I don't think he was overachieving. He did it for two full seasons in plenty of appearances. I don't think people have caught up to him, right? I mean, he's been large sample sizes, very, very good. So what's going on?
It's walks, isn't it?
I mean, the walks are up, but so is the batting average. I mean, it's not just the walks. Like I said, the walk rate is up and the batting average against is up like 80 points.
I think they can go hand in hand because if you're not finding the plate enough and you start walking guys, then guys can just sit on a certain pitch in a certain location because they know that if you're struggling to find a plate, you're going to have to throw a cookie now and then. I think everything starts with your walk rate. You got to get that under control. Unless you have a crazy high 90s or three-digit fastball, you can be a little wild with that. But if you don't have that, then that can be troublesome. And I imagine this is something that can be worked out. But, yeah, I hear you.
I mean, this isn't a crisis.
No.
It's not a panic moment.
No, and it's seven walks in 21 innings. So it's you know, do the math on that. It's one per three innings he'll walk somebody. But as a leverage, you know, bullpen arm, you don't want to walk anybody.
No. And, you know, there's a lot of baseball to be played. And I think some of the overachieving that we've talked about that feels like it might be overachieving, that we're concerned might be overachieving, worried about water finding its level here a little bit, there are other guys that can give more. And there's no question that if Vierling comes back and he's Matt Vierling, and maybe to a lesser extent, there's not quite the longer track record for Parker Meadows, but 2023 second half Parker Meadows, when he shows up, he can make up for some of these offensive guys.
Those are all-star numbers.
Start dead. But I'm not sure that is there bullpen help on the way if necessary? There really isn't, is there?
No.
So that's where they might have to go outside the organization.
Yes.
And you said it earlier about going to find bullpen arms, which, you know, standard operating procedure if you are a contending team. From Sam in Keego Harbor, I'm very nervous about the bullpen right now. Definitely seems an area we can improve. We have lots of depth in the system to use for trades. Yep. I think it'd be well advised not to fall in love with any prospects.
Yeah, their whole pitching staff at Erie at Double-A ball is very good. Like I think they lead the Eastern League in ERA. It's very low. Whether it's starters or bullpen guys, they've done very well there. But that's Double-A, and that's still a ways away before you get, you know, bumped up to Triple-A and then bump up to the majors. But I do think that they should pay it, and I'm sure that Scott Harris is doing this, paying attention to, you know, who's available, who's doing what, and at some point you're going to make some moves.
Price could be high, though, all right, because there's more teams that think they're going to be in this thing. And it's, you know, since the Tigers were last a contending team, the playoff format has changed. And the way the playoff format has changed, it's led to more contending teams, more teams battling for playoff spots, so more buyers, less sellers.
Do you think it helps that all the teams in the Central, with exception of the White Sox, are good? So that takes away maybe some of that thought that other teams have a real shot because, well, wait a minute, these teams in the Central are killing it.
If they create a wide enough gap when we get to the trade deadline, I don't care what division they're in, but if there's, you know, seven teams competing for six spots, and the rest in the American League are just pretenders. That would help, yes. It probably would help more if it were National League teams. But anyway, so something to consider. Feedback coming in. The Tigers need to go all out for Mason Miller or Ben Joyce. So Ben Joyce, the Angels are relief arm, and Mason Miller, the A's relief arm. Tigers need to go out for Mason Miller or Ben Joyce. Get that legit nasty closer, and both those guys have years and years of control. Guys like, I think he says guys like that is what he meant, but guys like that would make them a legit World Series contender. For a guy like Rogers, sure, he's a great receiver, but he's not that good at the plate. That's from Phil. I don't think they'd want, they don't want Rogers. They want your prospects.
Correct. And Mason Miller is, look, he's a strikeout machine. He has 173 career strikeouts in 114 innings. 31 this year in just 16 innings pitched. But he's given up 9 walks in the 16 innings this year, and his ERA has been elevated to 4.5. Now, look, bullpen arms, your ERA can go way out of whack with one bad outing. There's no question this guy strikes guys out. But he's not that, at this point, he's not the lights-out guy that you envision your ultimate closer to be. But because he's got those wipeout pitches, you're enticed by that. And would I want to trade for a guy like this that has this kind of upside? Absolutely. Fetter him up and see if you can corral what he's got. You got to, I mean, those numbers are just eye-popping.
And you're not going to get them for a 30-year-old catcher who's hitting below the Mendoza line.
No. No, but might you get him for a catching prospect?
You might. I mean, that's where you get into the...
You know, here's Lorenzo, or,
yep,
you know.
Yep. Concern is shortstop, specifically Trey Sweeney. He's capable and has had big moments, but there are too many inexplicable defensive lapses, air-mailing throws, and botch routine plays. He's not enough of an offensive threat to live with those defensive issues. Yeah, I mean, let's not forget they were a playoff team with him coming over and manning the shortstop spot a year ago. It'd be good to see him play a little bit more consistently, but I'm not worried about Trey Sweeney yet. I'm also, you know, that's going to be a hard position to find an upgrade.
Yeah, but here's what happens. Because he's left-handed hitter.
Yeah.
Javi's right-handed. Parker Meadows comes back. Parker Meadows goes back to center field. The Javi can play the games at shortstop or third base. Or, you know, Vierling's in the mix there too at third. But this is where that versatility comes in. This is why it's so important Javi's been able to hit. Javi going back to shortstop is just fine.
248-539-9797. You love what you've seen, but you're starting to worry about. And there, when you are a contending team, you grow concerns and things you'd like to see get addressed or players that need to pick it up. What do you got, Tiger fans? 248-539-9797. Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. And because of that, they have the largest auto accident settlement and largest truck accident settlement of any lawyer or law firm in Michigan. Michigan Auto Law chooses to take on fewer cases. This is a huge differentiator. They take on fewer on purpose. They have more time for your case, and that formula leads to faster, larger settlements for their clients. Call Steve and his crew over there at Michigan Auto Law, the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A lot of rule change stuff going on in the NFL, and actually something from Major League Baseball. I can't wait to get to. We will at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson.
Wait till you hear what's going on in the proposal in football.
Well, there's movement today, that's for sure.
There's one really strange aspect to it. We'll get to later.
Yeah, 11:02, we'll get to all that. Talking Tigers to open the show, coming off a win last night. And I'd call it gritty. I mean, when you have a 4-0 lead and you blow it, you don't blow it, but the other team's good, and they run up the pitch count on Skubal, credit them, and they tack on a couple runs on him, then they get to the bullpen a little bit, you got a 4-4 game, you had a 4-0 lead with Skubal on the hill. That feels like a punch-button W from that point out. St. Louis came back, made it 4-4, and the Tigers got a run in the ninth. Thanks to Riley Green, extra base hit. And Tommy Canley came in and threw 12 pitches, got three outs, got out of there with the win. Afternoon game against St. Louis today. But we're saying, hey, look, got it. This team's off to a great start, but that means everything is heightened, including concerns. What are you starting to get concerns about? Unnamed Texer writes, Tyler Holton, big time. Here's one I wondered if we'd get, and here it is. Starting pitching depth. With injuries to Mize and Olsen, it seems like it's getting a little dicey. How long before Cobb and Long are healthy? Manning's lack of development is concerning. He went from a guy who had a good chance to win a spot prior to the season to a total afterthought.
Well, Sawyer Gibson Long is pitching right now, so that's good news. And the other good news is that Casey Mize is scheduled to pitch this weekend, whether it's Saturday or Sunday. I think Chris McCoskey said he's going to pitch Saturday. So there's that, and the other news regarding Reese Olsen is it's a little inflammation. They expect it to be not much of an issue at all, and that he'll be back as soon as his 15-day stint is done, which is probably closer to 10 days now.
Have we confirmed that Sawyer Gibson Long actually exists?
Yeah, he does.
Okay.
He does. I look for him in the box scores.
He's been here forever, and he actually did pitch for this team, but it just feels like he's always hurt.
Did you guys mention Alex Cobb at all?
Yeah, just barely. And he has yet to, he's getting ready to start a rehab start. So that's good. Rehab stint.
That raised a lot of eyebrows when the Tigers signed him. Yep. And because he had talked about, he talked openly about retiring, and he was hurt when they signed him. He's still hurt, obviously. So I wonder if that's going to help them or be one of those should have never signed him guys.
So there was an update yesterday, and it was Evan Petzold who tweeted this out, beat writer for the Free Press. Tigers medical update, Alex Cobb is receiving a series of injections for right hip inflammation, which he's been dealing with since the first week in February. Is that a setback?
I don't know if that's a setback or if that's just part of the rehab, what he's going through.
It says, and here he links the actual Tigers medical update. Right-handed pitcher Alex Cobb is scheduled to receive a series of injections to help treat the remaining inflammation in his hip. He continues to play catch daily.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's anytime soon then. Sorry, no. Gibson Long has made three rehab starts on May 8th, May 13th, and May 18th. He's pitched a total of seven innings, given up one earned run on eight hits and a walk. So gearing back up.
I'm worrying about the play at shortstop, both offensively and defensively, along with really worrying about the bullpen. So the shortstop thing you pointed out, they'll be able to platoon Sweeney and Baez and hopefully get them in better matchups to have them be successful, if they so choose.
Yeah, if that's what they want to do. But you start looking at this team, they have so much depth, it's hard for guys to get in the lineup. Look what they had to start the season. Colt Keith was your starting first baseman because Gleyber Torres was starting second baseman. And Torkelson was relegated to being DH or just sitting on a bench. Well, as the season's gone on, Tork is now your starting first baseman. And then they had Colt Keith kind of as your DH, and Torres was staying at second. Well, now because people are getting healthier and people are starting to show what they are, that you want to have certain guys in the lineup, Colt Keith is kind of the odd man out here. You know, he's struggling to find at-bats right now. He's playing like half the time. And when you see Vierling come back. When Vierling comes back, that's going to bump a guy like McKinstry. And McKinstry's playing well. Now, the month of May hasn't been as kind to him as the month of April where he's red hot, but nonetheless, you know, he's another guy that's going to get bumped a little bit. And now you're going to have two guys in Keith and McKinstry that are, you know, going to be battling to try to find at bats somewhere. It's a nice problem to have when you're getting guys healthier, but at the same time, you know, is this kind of blocking what you're expecting the growth to be with Colt Keith with the little scenario that's playing out because you signed Gleyber Torres, who's been great for the Tigers at second base.
Gary at Work writes in, Tyler Holton has given up runs in five or six appearances. If he means five of six, it's been four of the last five. He has given up run in a lot more than five appearances this year. But he's, you know, I mean, it's been a rough stretch. And even when he didn't give up a run against Boston, he didn't get it out and gave up two hits. I'm concerned with the bottom of the order. Too many 200 hitters not producing. Jake Rogers playing instead of Dingler. Who goes when Meadows and Vierling come back? That's from Don in Plymouth.
Well, you have to have two catchers.
Yep.
And I think what we've seen is that Dylan Dingler will probably be or get most of the starts at catcher. But most doesn't mean 80% because that's not how you work your catching rotation typically because these guys just get beat up beyond belief. I think it's safe to think that you're going to see Jake Rogers catching for Tarek Skubal, but I wouldn't see that Dylan Dingler is going to lose a ton of at-bats.
Gator didn't notice Kerry Carpenter until Double-A. Do better, Gator. That's from Scott.
Yeah, he hit 22 home runs in Double-A 1 year and then got promoted to Triple-A and hit eight more.
Yeah.
So that was a big year for him.
Yeah, and by the way, Jake Rogers, he actually hit the ball pretty hard a couple times last night.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not mad at him for those swings.
He's fine.
Yep. Now, he is what he is. Like, this is going to be, like a lot of situations, a platoon for Detroit. But, paying attention, of course, the platoons have been working here for one, two, three, four, like 5 months of baseball, of real baseball, going back to last year. 248-539-9797. You know what's funny is what's become a huge story in the game is what's going on with Juan Soto in New York. And if you look prior to the season, like that was a dream free agent that really only a few teams were in on, right? And, you know, there's growing concern out there. He's not as dialed in as he needs to be, and maybe he doesn't want to be there, and he got criticized for not running out of ground ball and blah, blah, blah. Whoever would have imagined that we would be happier with Gleyber Torres than apparently Mets fans are with Juan Soto?
Well, yeah, I get it. I mean, the guy's
a snapshot in time. Yeah, I'd take Juan Soto.
The guy's got a $500 million contract, and you're expecting him to be the player he was last year.
He's going to be a $500 million player.
Right. 41 homers, 109 RBIs last year. He's hit 8 home runs this year. His OPS is 815. It's not bad, but it's nowhere near what you saw last year, which is what you're paying for. So I get where they're upset.
I always use, I mean, maybe it's just because I always use the example of this Tiger team doesn't have a Juan Soto. They don't have a Shohei Ohtani. They don't have an Aaron Judge. I'm not sure the Mets have a Juan Soto right now.
Well, not yet, but I suspect that it will click for him at some point, and he'll start hitting the ball better than what he is. But again, 815 OPS is well above average, but it's well below what you expect out of a $500 million player.
Yeah, please don't misinterpret that I'd rather have Gleyber Torres than Juan Soto.
Oh, I understand.
I'm just saying.
No, pound for pound right now. Gleyber's doing a great job with the Tigers.
The level of satisfaction with that free agent signing is pretty high in Detroit.
Yeah, and a very stabilizing second base. You know, he plays it defensively better than Colt Keith was. So, yeah, I like Gleyber Torres at second base for this team this year, and it's just a one-year deal. So, you know, is he here for the whole season? We'll see where we're at. Mm-hmm. I imagine he is. I mean, the Tigers aren't they're not trading guys away that are helping this team in a big way.
They're not what? I'm sorry.
They're not going to trade away guys that are helping this team currently in a big way, like Torres is.
No, it's crazy.
This is the difference between this year and years past.
Sign a guy to trade him?
Yeah. They're 15 games above 500. They're killing the ball out there, and he's doing a great job with it. Yeah. He's just fine.
All right. Rule changes in a couple of leagues. A lot of movement today. We'll get to that today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.